You're listening to OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning and welcome. I'm so happy to be able to be here once again on this amazing, beautiful Wednesday. It has just been such a gift and such a miracle since I last spoke to all of you. Having Easter, being able to celebrate the beginning of spring and truly allowing ourselves to be a part of a celebration, Easter, the time of resurrection, the time that we allow ourselves to truly be healed of all our sins and the things that have caused so much problems within our lives, whether it was emotionally, spiritually, or physically. You know, I just yesterday was dealing with a client and speaking to her in regards towards, she was speaking to me about so many issues that she has been dealing with and how she's held on to so much pain and so much blockage because of this relationship that she was associated with. And I told her how this week, after Holy Week, and a lot of people don't realize this, after Holy Week, which was last week, just now that we ended Easter, this week is the week that we can allow ourselves to truly reflect on letting go of all the karmic past, the karmic energy that has caused a negative effect in our life. We do not allow ourselves to realize how powerful this week that we are in at the current moment is. So really take note of what is going on. Take note of where you're at, what you feel, what you want to release so that you can take advantage of that releasing today. Today is a day, as well as the rest of this week, is a time for us to continue releasing and letting go of our sins, of our negative karma, of what we have created. A lot of times people sit there and they say, what do you mean that, you know, Jesus died for our sins? What does that mean? You know, what sins? And so many people think that just because we haven't murdered someone or just because we haven't truly have had such a huge act of sin, that's not, we're not sinners. We haven't done anything wrong. Let me give a little more detail about this, then we'll get into our show. Sin is anything that we do that is unkind, and that creates negative karma. And to me, that is very significant and very important because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about energy. I'm all about karma. I'm all about actions and reactions. And we need to allow ourselves to realize that when we create a negative action, that creates a negative reaction, which is all about karma. And today is a time and a week that we can allow ourselves to be forgiven and truly heal from this negative karma, this negative actions that we have created, whether it was cutting someone else off on a freeway, whether it was cursing at someone, whether it was a jealousy act, whether it was an unfaithful move towards a relationship or someone that we're associated with, or, you know, acting unkind to our family members, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's so many acts that we truly, truly do unconsciously, you know, without even thinking about it. We just automatically do something. that's very unkind. And we don't think of how unkind these actions are. And today, I'm letting all of you know that this week is a time that we can reflect and truly ask for healing, because it is the time that we truly are being forgiven. The whole purpose and meaning behind Easter, not the Easter bunny, not candy, the whole meaning behind Easter is truly about allowing ourselves to be acknowledging. And even if you're not Christian or Catholic or Jewish, or it doesn't matter what religion you are, but the meaning behind Easter is not about an Easter bunny and is not about candy. It is truly the time and the season representation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is something that has been talked about. This has been something that has been expressed and seen throughout the world for over 2,000 years. A celebration that has been expressed for over 2,000 years. And then for those who don't know about Passover, which we just had also during the time of Easter, for those who aren't Christian or religious, you know, Christian, Catholic, or any of, you know, Methodists, whatever it may be, those who are not believing in Jesus, those who are definitely more on the other direction, which I've studied all religions, so, well, not all, but many. I've studied many religions. The Jewish religion is focused on Passover, and that is the time, which is very similar to exactly what Easter represents, but it's the time that negativity, the darkness, allows itself to pass our door. And it's coming through our towns and coming through our homes and us allowing ourselves to pay for the penance that we have done. So Passover is a very important and very significant holiday for those who are Jewish, because it's a time that darkness, our sin, our darkness that we've created comes back to us. And without us asking God for forgiveness and truly going through a process of asking for healing, we do not allow ourselves to let that karma be healed. So every year, the Jewish tradition is for people to allow themselves to continuously on this day ask for forgiveness and letting that karma pass them by, so that they don't have to pay the penance by having that same action that they have done to someone else come into their lives or into their children's lives or to the loved ones' lives. It's very interesting. So it's been something that I've just been talking about for the past week and a half, 2 weeks, is, you know, this holiday season, and it's just been amazing. And I'm seeing how much transformation and how many people are truly allowing themselves to be reawakened during this time. It really makes me happy. But today's show, we are talking about what if we, meaning our soulmates, have passed each other by. What if we have passed each other by? What are you doing in regards towards connecting with your soulmate? What doors are you opening? What doors have you closed? What opportunities have you allowed yourself to truly embrace so that you can allow yourself to connect with your soulmate? When we think of our soulmates, quite often, we become pretty stressed out because we think that our soulmates, you know, we have to prepare, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this. And we become stressed because we think, oh my gosh, what if I pass by? Now I'm never going to be happy. Now I'm never going to know what it is to have true settlement. Now I never, ever am going to have happiness. This is not true. This is not true. All of you have a blessing and a miracle, a gift that is given to you so that you can truly have happiness. And one thing that I have noticed time and time again is that our guardian angels, our spirit guides, and God are always giving us another chance. And that's the reason why I mentioned about Easter. And that's the reason why I talked about sin and Passover, because we don't realize that we get another chance and another chance and another chance, that we are constantly, constantly being given. And it is amazing, because it shows you, it should show you, I hope you see this, how much you are truly loved, how much you truly are cared for. Because so many of us don't realize how much we are loved and how much we are cared for. And we really need to allow ourselves to open our eyes and open our hearts so that we can follow our path and have true fulfillment and happiness and all we touch and go near in life. Are you following your path? This is a great question to be asking. Are you following your path? Are you walking the walk and talking the talk that you're meant to be upon? The one that you're meant to be walking on. Because so many of us don't realize. We don't allow ourselves to realize that we even have a path that we're supposed to be walking on. And I think that is so interesting how so many people don't really understand and don't really know that we all have a path and a purpose. So when you ask that question, what if I have passed my soulmate by? What if my chance is over? That's where I have to let you know that each and every one of us have a path that we're supposed to be walking upon. And even if you've passed someone by, don't think that all is lost. Don't. Okay, we're going to commercial. I will be right back. We will continue.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose Program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we are back. So many of us have passed our soulmates by without even noticing it. Without even noticing, we have passed our soulmates by because we are so preoccupied. We are so busy inside of day-to-day things that we have to do. Work, family, normal day things that need to be done, that we don't even pay attention to the blessings and the miracles that have passed us by. And today, I want to help all of you to get reconnected, to truly understand how can you become more aware? How can you not let your soulmate pass you by another day? Is it true? Is it possible that you can still allow yourself to connect with your soulmate and to truly allow yourself to have an opportunity again? But the part that amazes me and truly blows my own mind and makes me so surprised is how so many of us have truly allowed ourselves to pass our soulmates by without even noticing, without even knowing that this has happened. It amazes me. And I really, truly love to help people understand and to know that life is about so much more. Life is about allowing ourselves to truly have love, passion, happiness, opportunities that lead us towards our purpose. It's amazing. It's a gift that I can't even express. It's amazing. But what door are you trying to open? What opportunity are you trying to push forward? If you have passed your soulmate by, if you have been wondering if you can follow, if you're on your path and if you can truly get back on your path and follow that, then now is time for us to allow ourselves to let this week make a difference. Let this week be the time of movement in our lives. Are you happy? This is a question you need to be asking yourself. Are you happy? Because so many people have asked me so many times, well, how am I supposed to allow myself to move forward if I'm not happy? How am I supposed to? And that's a great, absolutely great question. How can you move forward if you're unhappy, if you're depressed, if you're blocked, if you're unhappy? How can you move forward? If you're unhappy, how are you supposed to be with your soulmate? Is it even possible? And of course, the answer is no. If you are not happy, it is not possible to have true and utter fulfillment. It's not possible. So many things get in the way when you're not happy. And when you really think about it, okay, you think about happiness, you think about the direction where you're at, where you want to be. you think about why are you not happy? And for some people, the answer is yes, which is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And this makes me so happy when I hear that. But what about your passion? Just think about that. What about your passion? What about the purpose, the direction of truly walking that walk? It's amazing. It's absolutely beyond the point of amazing when you think about it. But when we don't allow ourselves to be happy, it's so sad. It really stops us from manifesting and bringing forward the blessings and the miracles that are meant to be a part of our life. In the beginning of time when we were first created, the one thing that many people don't remember and don't realize is that we are all meant to truly have complete and utter happiness. It's meant. It's not a maybe. This is a guarantee. This is meant. But we don't allow that. And why we don't allow that is because we let things get in our way. We truly allow things to become a disruption and get in our way, which is very sad. But today and this week, we can change this. We can transform this. We can help you to change the energy and start manifesting prosperity, happiness, and movement in your emotional life. Can we still find each other? This is a great question you can ask. What about if, you know, you've allowed yourself to continue living in this whirlwind that so many people get trapped in on this planet? And then you're like, well, can I still find myself? Can I? Of course you can. Absolutely. Of course you can. Because so many of us don't realize our guardian angels give us opportunity after opportunity, chance after chance, constantly helping us to truly make miracle movements forward. Absolute blessings. So when you think of that, can we still find each other? Can I still find my soulmate? The answer will always be yes. I've worked with people, to give a little story for a moment. There was a client I worked with before. She's the cutest little woman. She just used to crack me up. When I used to work with her, I used to just laugh from how much fun and my cheeks would hurt from how much fun we had in her session. And she wanted to have her soulmate. She was 80-something years old. I don't remember her exact age right now. And she said, Tammy, I was with this horrible guy, and she had a horrible life, and she had a horrible relationship. And the person she was with was very abusive, but she stayed with him because she was very old-fashioned, and she was told, you know, she had to stay with him. And that's the way she was raised. So she was very old-fashioned. He passed away, and now she's all about, you know, okay, what about my soulmate? Is it too late for me? And the truth of the situation is, of course, it wasn't too late for her. I mean, I tell people this all the time. So why, just because she's 80-something, it wasn't, you know, why would it be too late for her? You know, she still had a while to live. She had a lot of life left in her. Why shouldn't she have happiness? Why shouldn't she have love in her life? So we talked about it, and she would make all sorts of silly jokes, and it was hilarious, absolutely hilarious. And she connected with the most amazing. I mean, he was definitely much younger than her, obviously. I mean, it was something that it was pretty clear to me that he had to be much younger than her because her energy was just so young. She was so, so amazing. Excuse me. She was just really amazing. and had a very young spirit to her. And so he was much younger than her. And she would sit there and she would say, well, how am I supposed to be with someone if, you know, if he's not gonna be able to walk, and how, you know, I'm so old, I can't be with somebody that can't hear, and I can't be with somebody that can't see. She was just hilarious, absolutely funny. Point is, we helped her to work on healing and to get rid of the disruption, to get rid of the pain, to get rid of the sadness that she was holding on to. We worked so hard on getting rid of all this pain and suffering and sadness and disruption that was surrounding her because of where she's been and what she has been through within her life. And she now has had the most hugest blessing by being with her soulmate, being with the most amazing, blessed, wonderful relationship that she could have ever, ever had in her lifetime. And she never thought it was possible. And her daughter, who believed that her mother's already passed it by, and she had no faith and believed that she's already passed her soulmate by, so it's never going to happen. And just, there was so much lack of faith. It was very sad. And every single family member that was a part of this woman, my client's life, realized that love is still possible. And just one lady who took a chance by connecting with someone like me to find out if she can connect with her soulmate, even after all these years in her old age, God brought forward a miracle and a blessing in her life. It was amazing. It was a gift. And she quite often called to thank me, which was amazing and very, very wonderful to hear, because she was always so thankful and appreciative. But so many doors constantly open for us, and we will continue this when we return.
Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. I heard we have a caller on the line, so we will be talking.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Okay, so you sound familiar, so do I know you?
Yes, this is Julia from San Diego.
Okay. Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi, I'm well.
It's so beautiful to be able to hear your voice. How can I help you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to reach out. I know it's been a while since we spoke the last time, but carry you in my heart every day. So I feel like we're always connected.
Thank
but,
you. Oh, absolutely. But I always think that myself when I think about you.
We've done a lot of work together, so it definitely
absolutely.
I feel that bond every day.
Exactly.
And I just was calling, I was listening to what you were sharing, and a lot has changed since the last time we spoke, just about my soulmate, and not so much of passing him by, or, you know, I'm very aware of where he is, and he's very aware of where I am.
Good.
But it just is that I've kind of had this conclusion. I got really sick physically.
Okay.
I've had this healing I've been having to do, especially specifically with my second chakra. And his darkness just and his will, I guess it's his will, his unwillingness to connect with me in the human form. Like we definitely have our connection, you know, spiritually together. I feel like very connected to him. And I love him very deeply, but I just, his being present in his life in the very kind of distant way I was really getting me sick. And so I had to distance myself from that, and I had to kind of create some boundaries. And I heard some information from a different healer about like the twin flame versus your soulmate and like the differences of that.
Oh, so funny.
I didn't realize how different they were.
That's actually next week's show is about twin flames. That's funny. That
okay,
you're
good.
About
well,
that.
Then I'll listen to next week for sure too. Then,
yeah.
But I felt like that. Like I know we definitely had work to do, and I feel like we've done a lot of that work and have healed a lot of those past karmic issues that we had from our previous time on this earth. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm calling for. Really, I don't really. I almost. I don't really feel like I need guidance other than because I was sick and because I feel like this, my body was physically, and I felt my guardian angel, like, and you know how strong of a personality, you know, she is. So I felt her very strongly being really angry and upset and like, and kind of almost upset, not with me, but just upset with the situation and frustrated. And he's not a loving person towards me. He's not kind, and he does things that is very provoking, and he violates my space. He violates, you know, like the things that keep me in a peaceful state. He like almost, I think, like proactively does things to just like really cause me hurt still and cause me pain. And like,
okay,
and
not good.
And I don't know how, I've resolved that by just giving him love and just creating a boundary where I'm not participating anymore and like looking into his life and looking into what he's doing. And I've created space between us physically, just because, and the reason why I feel like that has helped is because my healing, I've felt in my body so much better, and I felt my heart so much better.
That's great.
And I've felt, yeah, like, but it's like heartbreak. I had to let my heart break is what really what it was, because I had to let go of the idea of that he and I, you know, that we would have a reconciliation, because I don't. And then I learned about the twin flame thing. So then I was like, well, maybe we're not to reconcile, because your soulmate, I don't think would ever treat you like that. Maybe my twin flame, he's my twin flame. And we just had to deal with all the stuff that we had from our previous life. And then my soulmate is really like the man who will come into my life, who is there to honor and respect and to want to see me grow and want to see me be my best. And so like, that's all the stuff I've been like ruminating on for the past few months. But I don't really know if I, you know, have a question per se. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there.
No, and I love what you're saying. This is a great, what you're saying is actually perfect for people to hear, only because when you say, what if I've passed, okay, we know the show is about what if I've passed my soulmate by, right? And now you're saying, okay, I'm with a person that I, you know, feel like I'm connected and everything's great, but maybe it's my twin flame. So you're actually throwing a variety of things that we're talking about, plus, you know, a little bit talking about the twin flames, which is next week's show, so everyone can look forward to hearing that. But the point is that when we allow ourselves to go through, and I talked about this at the very beginning of the show, karma, energy, healing, it will bring out the sickness, it will bring out transformation, it will bring out the good, bad, and ugly out of any person. I don't care if it's your soulmate or not your soulmate. We allow ourselves to think quite often that our soulmates are supposed to be 1,000,000% completely perfect. We have this thought process and this imaginary, you know, visual that the only way we are supposed to be happy, the only way we're going to have utter happiness, is if we have this soulmate that is 1,000,000% completely perfect and, you know, just puts up with everything that we dish out. We're not supposed to be perfect, but they're supposed to be perfect. And that's not true. So I love how you said, you know, I had blockages and I had to have my heart break in order for me to be able to allow myself to be reawakened, in order for me to transform. And that's true. That is very true. We are meant to go through transformation. We are meant to grow. We are not here on this planet so that we can be in a standstill position or in any way, shape, or form blocked. Life is about movement. Life is about transformation. And when you're explaining to me and you're telling me, Julia, that, you know, you went through this relationship and this is what's happening, this is what doors opening, this, you know, you're just telling me your story, which I love hearing, all I can hear is, oh, that's so perfect. All I can hear is that's so meant. Because that is so absolutely amazing to hear how, even though I know it was painful and it wasn't fun, it wasn't exciting, but knowing that you went through that movement, you know, truly going through that movement of, you know, here's my situation. I, you know, had to have my heart broken. I went through all this emotional blockages. I went through all this pain. And now here I am, and he's ready to open up, and all this transformation has potential to come forward. That's great. That's really, really wonderful. Absolutely beautiful. And our guardian angels, especially yours, which we know is very outspoken and has a huge personality, very, very, very strong, strong, strong woman, well, angel, not woman, but the point is she's all about making for sure that you allow yourself to get these lessons done so you don't have to put up with it again. And I know
I feel like that's kind of where I'm kind of confused, is because he won't speak to me. Like, for years he has not spoke to me, and he shows that he's in my life by violating my space and by violating like my peace, really. But he in the human form, like, literally does everything. Like, he'll probably even listen to this, what you and I are saying, and whatever we speak of, he'll want to do the he'll want to go the counter of it. He'll want to be against the grain. He doesn't want to act in any way, shape, or form as if he subscribes to anything that I say or believes in anything that we have shared or the truth. And I've made peace with that. Like that's what he has to figure out. You know, like he has free will though. So it's like, I feel really stuck because I used to feel stuck. And I think that's what caused a lot of my physical problems was that I had to make peace with that. Like it's ultimately he has his path and I have my path. And like, I know my guardian angel is like very loud and very like, you know, create a boundary and stand up for yourself and don't take this shit. And like, you know, and she's really, really, you know, very outspoken in that way. And to my heart of
very much so.
Of, you know,
yeah, very much so.
Yeah. But that doesn't like, I still crave an intimate relationship in my life. You know, it's been several years since I've had any intimacy in my life. And so in a physical way. And so I just have really been praying to all of my angels to bring me somebody in my life who doesn't want to create constant stress and conflict, like how my soulmate is. And I think that, you know, I love hearing you affirm that the work and the heartbreak is good. Cause I feel like it has been life changing to have that heartbreak and to not know he's passing me by, to know where he's at and to still be able to send him love, even though he and I aren't, you know, connected physically in the human form, but like, I still love him and whatever he's about, you know, but I'm ready to have a real actual relationship in my life as a human. And so I've just been praying every day that
you've worked so hard. You so deserve it. You've worked so hard, you know, but go ahead. I interrupted.
No, I just, that's what, how I feel is I've worked really hard. Like I've gotten to this beautiful place, like where I feel like I can come with a lot more unconditional love and I can come with not looking to be perfect for myself or not looking for somebody to complete me or to be perfect for themselves, you know? So I just have been praying every day for that man to come into my life because,
this is amazing. And I know we're going to commercial soon, but the thing is I know everything you're doing, you're really truly taking the steps in the right direction. And I feel very positive and very confident about the direction that you're headed towards.
Well, thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that.
Keep in touch with me, Julia. You are so welcome. Keep in touch with me. God bless. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was a great call. It was such a great point. So many things that she spoke about. And it was wonderful to be able to accept that call for all of you. Please, you know, understand that everything we go through in life, everything we go through in life is for a reason. The good, the bad, the ugly. I explained that earlier. And so many of us have had struggles in our lives, but we continuously allow ourselves to hold on to the negative of it instead of allowing ourselves to realize that these negative experiences, these negative things that happen in our lives, just maybe those are blessings. Just maybe those are gifts that are given to us. Maybe these negative experiences are to teach us or to help us to grow. We quite often don't think this way. And quite often we think that we don't want to go through the struggle. We don't want to go through the suffering. And we truly ignore the truth of what our guardian angels and our spirit guides are trying to teach us. We ignore the path that we're meant to walk on because we want to allow ourselves to be in control. And that's one of the things that we allow ourselves to do quite often is the control helps us to get lost. It stops us from being able to connect and realize who our soulmate truly is. And people ask me, well, is all hope lost? Is it forsaken? Is it over? Do I never again get to know what it is to have love or happiness? And the answer is a very simple, very clear answer. And the answer is, of course not. The hope is not lost. Are you joking? Absolutely, absolutely not. There's so many blessings and so many miracles that constantly our guardian angels and God will continuously give to you, repetitively if they have to. And you will always have the opportunity and the blessing to continue to learn and grow. But understand that it is something that we need to change. There's something that the reason why we're unhappy is because there's something that we need to change. And one of those things that we need to change, which I talk about quite often, is called control. We need to stop allowing ourselves to have control. We need to stop allowing ourselves to worry and have burden that we let so clearly control and stop our lives from moving forward. So having that control of taking each step and knowing which way to turn and truly not allowing ourselves to live, eat, sleep, breathe through our heart, that destroys our path. It really blocks us from really becoming who we need to become. How can I get unblocked? And what if I'm still blocked after all this? So many people ask me, but I've done so many things. I'm still blocked. So how can I become unblocked? How can I truly allow myself to be transformed? Well, number one, and I tell people this all the time, number one is have a connection with the person that you work with. Truly have a connection. Feel a connection, have a connection, and know that connection is real. Do the work that you were told to do. Make the sacrifices that you need to make. Do not allow yourself, please, and remember, this is very important, when you are given the message or the information that you're given, you need to, go on a cleansing, or you need to go do meditation this many times a day, whatever the information is that you are given so that you can be transformed and heal, follow through with that information. Follow through with the homework that was given to you. Most people do not follow through. Most people don't do the homework and really don't take those steps that are necessary so that they can truly have healing. They often allow themselves to let the information go in one ear and out the other because it's more important. And they feel like, okay, well, I received the information. Okay, great. Okay, I have a chance, but they don't do the work. Do the work. What about meditation? Can this help? Well, of course it can help. Life is all about opportunity and truly being able to do it again and again and again. And I want people to understand that. I want people to know that you can always, always, you can always open another door. Because our guardian angels and God will always give us that other chance, that other opportunity, that blessing, that gift. But what door are you opening? Think about that for a moment. And when you think about that, you know, what door are you opening? Is it one you really, truly want to open? Is it something you really, truly want to get involved with? I mean, it's a gift. Life is a gift in every way, shape, or form. I believe that life is filled with gifts. So believe in who you are and truly allow yourself to be a part of that movement. You know, be a part of that transformation so that you can continue growing. If you've tried so many things, but you still feel stuck, don't hesitate to call. I always tell people, you know, if you feel stuck and you feel like you know, you've tried it all, you've meditated, you've done everything that you've needed to do, then don't hesitate to call. You know, call the office at 916-930-0781, set up an appointment, talk to my assistant, and we'll see what we can do about getting you in the schedule as soon as possible. But understand that there is no such thing. There's no such thing as truly, you know, when people say, oh, all hope is lost, it's gone, it's over, it's done. That is not true. That is absolutely not true. You know, you've tried it all, but you still feel stuck. That is not true either. Believe and have faith and know that anything is possible. I know that so many people have told me, but that's just giving this huge amount of hope and you're giving people false hope and false confidence. Well, in my opinion, absolutely not. I don't think that's false hope and false confidence. I believe in every way, shape, or form and every breath I take that that is something that is a fact, that all is possible. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as not, for us not to be able to be on our path or to not have true fulfillment. I don't believe in that. I believe all is possible. And truly, this year of 2017, and I've explained this since the beginning of the year, even right before New Year's even began, I literally said, and this is a true fact, that this is the year of manifestation. So if you want to manifest happiness, if you want to manifest truth, if you want to manifest passion, you want to manifest your soulmate, now it's time. It's time for that. Let that be a part of your year. Let it be transformation that will bring you true happiness and settlement for always and forever. For always and forever. Are you in the right place? That's a very good question that so many of you should be asking. Am I in the right place? Am I where I'm supposed to be at this current moment? Am I where I'm supposed to be? And that you can feel within your heart, you can feel within your soul. That's a question that you can ask yourself. And you can feel that in your soul. You can feel that answer inside of yourself. It is a very absolutely clear message that will be given to you from your guardian angel. Are you in the right place? Now, how that will be answered to you, and I've explained this before in the past, whether it was through radio shows, lectures, seminars, through your dreams. Because people don't realize that our dreams are messages. Our dreams are messages. And we are given signs all the time. But most of the time, we're not paying attention to those signs. And that's why I always mention it. So please know this when I speak to you today, that opportunity is around every corner. And if you are in the right place or if you're not in the right place, that's okay. You can change that by listening to the dreams. You can change that by listening to the signs that your guardian angels are giving you. The one thing that people don't really think about is how can we trust the messages that are given to us? How do we know
it's not just you making it up, and that it truly is a message from our guardian angels or our spirit guides or God. That's something that we can talk about and something I can teach you. It's something I actually teach quite often when I work with people. But when you listen and you really truly connect with inside your heart, you know, you listen inside your heart and you pay attention to the message, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how absolutely beyond the point of amazing your heart will feel with that message. You ask, is this the direction I'm supposed to go? Is this where I need to be? And your heart will tell you the truth. Your heart will begin to give you the signs. Most people don't understand it, but you will when you feel it. How can you trust them? Simply, I would say, pay attention to your heart. That would be my number one first thing. God bless all of you. God always shows us the way, I promise. Until next time, I'm Tammy Adams. Bye-bye.